Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you join the show. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. And you guys on the phone lines. It is a football Friday, but let's be real. That's not top of mind. We'll get to the Eagles. The game on Sunday against the Browns. What Jalen Hurts said this week. But Hugh, good morning. We got to start with the Phillies as we continue to sort through the rubble here after the season came crumbling down. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philly. Hey. Flyers hockey start tonight, 10 o'clock. Make sure y'all catch a nap and get ready.
For Meat's Gone?
Yeah.
You ready?
I'm ready. I'm excited.
I'm getting a sense that Mr. Black Hockey might return at some
He's
point
in
today.
The building.
Uh-oh. All right, we'll get to that. Obviously, a lot of Eagles to go on a football Friday. Scott Fransky joins us at noon today. But, Hugh, today is an interesting day because yesterday I saw something, and maybe I missed something. Maybe I didn't realize this was such a hot button issue and didn't realize the Phillies were undecided on something. You know, the day after a playoff series ends or the team gets knocked out or the season ends, the question becomes, will the coach be back, right? Will the manager be back? That's natural. And yesterday I heard on the morning show, they were talking a little bit about it. And a lot of their audience yesterday said they wanted Topper out of here. Well, that, all right, that's fans. That's one thing. But when people in the industry, when reporters start saying, it's on the table, it gets my attention. Yesterday, Bob Nightingale, after the Braves changed their staff a little bit, they moved on from some hitting coaches. Bob Nightingale put this out there. Now that the Braves have fired three veteran coaches, all eyes in the industry will be on Philadelphia. The Phillies will have evaluation meetings and decide whether to bring back manager Rob Thompson or make other staff changes. Hugh, yeah, Topper Watch has begun here. This is 3 years, two plus years, right? Almost three full years, but two plus years as Rob Thompson is the Phillies manager.
Mm-hmm.
He has taken the team to the World Series, the NLCS, and then, of course, getting knocked out in the Division Series this year. They have made the playoffs all 3 years. They've gotten better in the regular season, but they've gotten worse in the postseason all 3 years. And here's the real thing that I think is important to note. Last year, when the season ended and they made it to the LCS, they gave him a contract extension. But that was only 1 year on top of what he had, which means this. Rob Thompson is set to be a lame duck in 2025.
So it's not a good place to be.
It's not. The way I view this, Hugh, is they have one of three choices. They could keep him and keep him as a lame duck. That's awkward, though. They did this with Girardi in 22. That was ugly and uncomfortable. They could extend his contract, though that might get people annoyed after what just happened here. Or they could fire him. And it feels like a lot of people believe they could and should fire him. Let me get on the record and we'll go around the room here to start it off. 215-592-9494. I want Rob Thompson to be the manager next year.
Yeah.
I'm a Topper guy. I would keep him. I recognize he has had some tough moments in big spots. But just this particular season, this particular playoff run, I don't put this on him. I put this on the players. Did he make a couple of questionable moves? Sure, the Hoffman thing in game four, and he probably cooked in the sixth inning. But I don't think Rob Thompson cost him the series. I think Topper has done overall a very good job here in Philadelphia. I would keep him as my manager in 2025. I want Topper back. This is on the players, not him. I feel like he's helped establish this team, come back to being a consistent winner again, which they were not under Gabe, which they were not under Girardi. They are that now. Hugh, I would keep Topper. I know a lot of people out there today are probably going to be on their side. Hugh, where do you come down as the Phillies are going to make a decision on Topper?
You know what? This is a tough one, Joe. And I'll say this. I like Topper, and I think that he should be the manager. But he is the conductor of the train thus far. And for whatever reason, and I put it on the players, but for whatever reason, they haven't been able to get over the hump. Mm. And when you look at the postseason, if you're being honest, they regressed. Now, I'm not the one that like to make changes for the sake of making changes, but something has to give. And when I think about Topper and the situation that he's in, I think about Coach Dungy and how he was in Tampa and how they kept for whatever reason, hitting their head against the wall and not being able to get over the hump until they made moves and got over the hump with John Gruden. Now, I don't know if we are in that position, but something has to give. You can't go into next season with the way that this team is presently constructed and expect different results. Now, there are some good things that he did during the regular season. Like, you know, you finally won the division.
Yep.
And that was something that you set out to do. You got off to a fast start. That was something that you set out to do. But for whatever reason, the way that this lineup is presently constructed and the way that he handles some of these guys, they're not getting it done in the postseason. And that's the most important thing.
Well, that's true. They're not enough. I mean, your point, they're not enough. And the Dungy-Gruden comparison is fair because some people might think a different voice gets this team over the top. It did with Gruden.
And I feel like there's a little bit of complacency there. You know, like Major League, like we always make fun, Major League buddies and all the other stuff. Sometimes you need to crack the whip, or sometimes there needs to be a feeling of uncomfortable. You need to be uncomfortable. I was about to say uncomfortability, but that ain't a word. But I was about to make one
that's
up.
It's a Friday.
Yeah,
we can
yeah
make up
I was about to make it up. I feel like that's the case. The one thing that I remember when Andy Reid came in, he made everybody uncomfortable. Because we were not his friends. Mm-hmm. Ray Bob, when he was here, I was only here for a year, but there was a level of comfort there where, you know, we knew he wasn't going to crack the whip. I think the whip needs to be cracked. I think that there are some guys on this team that they run upstairs, the management a little bit too much. That's the perception. I'm not saying that that's the case. I don't know. I'm not a baseball player. But the perception is that certain individuals have certain individuals' ears, and they make it easier to make these moves. I think those ties need to be cut. I think that there needs to be a level of, you know, uncertainty when it comes into this next season, you know, about who's going to be here and what needs to be done, because this team is – they've underachieved over the last couple of seasons.
Well, they underachieved this year for sure. There's no question.
And what makes it even worse, what's going to make it worse, Joe – is if the Mets go all the way,
and they might. I mean, they might.
When you look at the NL East, and you look at the teams that have had success in a short period of time, if the Mets are one of those teams that does that, that's telling.
Oh, it's a gut punch. Well, the part on the Mets too is that owner has endless pockets, and they really haven't spent on star players in their prime yet. They're going to be around for a long time. 215-592-9494. I totally think it's fair what Hugh said, the comparison and the Dungy thing in Tampa. Let me make another comparison. I'll keep this one in the baseball realm. And Hugh, it's one you saw up close. You know, when I think there's a lot of comparisons and similarities between Brian Snicker in Atlanta, Rob Thompson in Philadelphia. Lifelong baseball guys, took them a long time to get their first managerial gig, and then they ran with it. Brian Snicker's first 3 years in Atlanta, lost in the first round, lost in the first round, lost in the LCS to the Dodgers, including blowing a 3-1 lead. The 2020 Braves were up 3-1 on the Dodgers in the LCS. Mm-hmm. They kept Snicker around. Year four, they win the World Series that year without Acuna. That was an incredible job by Snicker. Sometimes you just got to let it marinate. I blame the players for what happened here. I was actually more frustrated with Topper last October, the way he managed the Diamondback series. I mean, you want to call and yell about Jeff Hoffman the other night? That's fine. I'm going to tell you Trey Turner and Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper, and they didn't hit enough. I mean, like, if they don't hit enough, the manager is screwed, and every bullpen move he went to didn't work. Is that him, or is that the bullpen? He put Strom in big moments. Strom sucked. He put Hoffman in big moments. He sucked. He put Estevez in. That's the big deadline acquisition by Dombrowski to get the best Mets player out, and he hit a grand slam. If they fire Topper, could they get a better manager? Sure. I mean, baseball managers, that happens all the time. But I just feel it would be a scapegoat. I feel like if Dombrowski has a press conference next week and fires Topper, I hope the questions are, hey Dave, what about your deadlines the last 2 years? What about Whit Merrifield as the biggest addition to the team you gave the guy to manage this season? I would keep Topper. I don't want to fire him. 215-592-9494. Hugh, I think I messed something up to start the show. You got a Daily Douglas for us?
That was it.
The Flyers.
Oh, the Flyer. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. No, because it was like I knew we were going where we were going, and I tried to make it a little bit, you know, exciting for people.
There we go.
Now, the Flyers.
My headspace is back down. Kyle, what are you thinking? Would you fire Topper?
So here's why I kind of changed my tune on this because I'm not even hung up on any of the managerial decisions in the NLDS. I don't put the NLDS on Topper. Like, the offense is paid more than $500 million. Mm-hmm. They didn't show up. The bullpen completely folded. I don't think there was too much Rob Thompson could have done, like, in-game move-wise. So I'm not even worried about that. I usually don't get hung up on that kind of stuff in general. I usually always put it on the guys who are out there performing on the field. What I noticed that made me change how I feel about Rob Thompson, and here's why I will make the argument that he should not be back next year. This team really seems to have, now that we're done, taken their foot off the gas, lost their edge, lost their focus, and all this talk about, yeah, we were hoping we were just going to flip a switch, you know, stay the course, this and that. Who does that sound like? That's everything that Rob Thompson has been saying to us, to the media all the time. Oh, they're resilient. You know, they'll slug eventually. It'll happen eventually. Offense is weird like that. Baseball's weird like that. That's how these players all talked after they lost the NLDS. It was like, oh, well, you know, like we just weren't hot at the right time. Like, that mentality to me seems like it's coming from Rob Thompson. So, like, if you were to tell me you were going to get a guy is going to come in here and make people feel a little bit uncomfortable, it's time to be uncomfortable. This should be an uncomfortable offseason for the Philadelphia Phillies, both for the players and the manager. Like, nobody should be safe after a failure like that. And I just don't see a path, you know, besides signing Juan Soto to $600 million, which seems like that's a bit of a far-fetched idea at this point. What's going to rock this Phillies roster, this organization, the clubhouse? What is going to make them feel like, you know what, I better get it together right now or my ass could be on the line? And that's getting the manager that everybody loves out of there. Like, you need to send a message to the guys on that team that, like, this is not acceptable. I mean, and you, there's precedent for this. Dave Dombrowski, when he was with the Red Sox, won 93 games back-to-back years and lost in the ALDS.
Yeah, John Farrell.
16 and 17. Fired Farrell. Brought in Cora, 2018, they win the World Series. Right, sometimes it's just that little thing that it's the really the best and only easiest lever for them to pull is to get the manager out of here and just go from there. And I love Topper, but that might be what they're left with.
It could be. It could be. I look, here's my thing on this. I think he's a good manager. I don't think he's the reason they haven't won the World Series the last 3 years. It's the players. I feel it's a scapegoat move. And look, Alex Cora is a great manager. I don't know if there's a great, great manager out there. Terry Francona just went to Cincinnati. Alex Cora signed a contract extension in Boston. If I could have one of those guys, sure. See you, Topper. I don't know if that guy's out there. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Rob Thompson. The other night, Rob Thompson believes they still have a World Series team here. Let's hear from Rob Thompson on this team still being a World Series team.
Do you believe that this roster, given the results from the last 3 years, and I know it's changed some, but not a ton, do you think it has the capacity to win a World Series?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, like I said, there are times during the ebbs and flows of the season where you get into a rut, and it happens in the postseason too. And unfortunately, it happened at the end of the Arizona series last year and this year. But that doesn't mean that things won't change next year.
Well, that's the hope. But now, as we wait, it's Topper Watch officially on the Midday Show today. As we wait for the Phillies to make a decision on Rob Thompson, and again, he only has 1 year left on his contract. This is lame duck next year, extend his contract, or just get him out of here and get a new manager. I keep coming back to this. I think he's a good manager. I think he's helped stabilize this thing and make them a consistent winner, which they were not for a long time before this. And I don't blame him for what went on here this October. I think this is above him. I think it is on the GM for not adding more to this team. And I think it's also on the players. Like, man, this would be the definition of a scapegoat move. That's the way I view it. Dombrowski had washed his hands of him just screwing everything up for the last 2 years. And let's just wash our hands of the players. It's not my fault if I'm Dave.
Yeah,
not...
but that's exactly what it is.
I know, but then why are we doing it?
Because it's one of those things where the players, I look at it like this, and I've always felt like this. The year that Ray Rose got fired, we didn't do enough to help him.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, that was because we got complacent. And it's one of those things that when you talk about money's involved, and that's the problem, Joe, because when you talk about this team and making it better, the biggest issue that we're running into is the financials. You're talking about what, $500 million at the top of the order?
He's the easiest switch to push.
And
I
that's
get it.
That's the thing. And you talk about guys saying one thing but doing the polar opposite. We heard all last week about how, you know, we were going to change our approach and how we got to, you know, work the bat, work the at-bats and all this other stuff. It happened at spurts, but it didn't happen consistently enough where it became, you know, second nature and you got caught. So who are you going to blame for that? You're not going to blame your $300 million hitter. You're not going to blame him. You're going to look at the coaching staff and say, what were you doing to what did you do to help him not do that?
I hear you. And he might go. I mean, look, it's out there that the Phillies are going to evaluate this thing. Let's hear from JT Realmuto. This really brings us to Kyle's point of the mentality of the team down the stretch of the season. JT saying the Phillies, they were hoping to just flip that switch on when October arrived.
That's baseball, man. I mean, it's just a hard game. It's hard to stay hot for 162 games. And we were just hoping that, you know, we knew we weren't playing our best baseball coming into the postseason, but we were hoping once the lights turn on, we'd flip the switch and our offense would get back going, and it just didn't happen for us.
So it didn't happen, and maybe this is on Topper for the way he handled that down the stretch of the season. Here's what I know, though. I've seen three managers have this core. Okay, now it's changed a little bit, and it's evolved. This core it's not the same now as it was in 2018, but there's certain parts of this in 2019, 2020 that are still here. Two of the managers that were here before couldn't win with this team. They couldn't win with Bryce Harper. They couldn't win with JT Realmuto. And those managers, by the way, Joe Girardi has a World Series, and Gabe Kapler went to San Francisco, won 107 games. So maybe they weren't good here, but they won other places. They couldn't win with this group. Rob Thompson got to the World Series with this group. And now 2 years later, we're knocking him out of here? I'm not. I want him back for next season. 215-592-949. Let's go to the phone lines here. Where do you come down on this? Do you want Rob Thompson back to manage the Phillies next year? Yesterday's morning show, about 50% of their poll did not want Topper back. Hugh and Kyle over here greasing the skids to say goodbye to Topper. And listen, I'm not mad at you guys.
I'm not greasing the skids. I just know how this works.
I know you do.
And I know how it works.
I like Topper. Nothing you guys have said is off base. Well, you know, that's how the sport works. It's pro sports. If Topper has to go, he goes. I'm not going to lose sleep tonight. I would bring him back, though. Yeah, that's all right. We say goodbye to Topper, and we expect the next manager to fix the problems. That's fine. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy Football Friday, man.
Good morning, Chris. What are you feeling today?
Here, I got the answer for you, Joe.
Okay.
Hey, Kyle and Hugh, you ready to watch Joe flip and join your side?
No,
what do you got?
JT's comments, do they sound eerily similar to what we heard coming from the Eagles players down the stretch of last year?
Yeah, they do.
You still want to keep Nick Sirianni then?
So Chris, now you did poke my, you did, yeah, you poked me, you got me with that one. But here's what I'll say. The football coach has to help with strategy and, like, putting the players in better positions more than the baseball manager. Like, I don't think Sirianni brings anything strategically. In baseball, it's different, right? Like, he can't really do anything for Bryce Harper besides put him in the lineup batting third and you hope he hits like he always hits. Like, the football coach matters more, so it bothers me more. But I get you. The mentality, that bothers me. I'm with you on that.
Hugh, how are you feeling? Your stomach a little upset? A lot of spinning that just went on right there from Mr. Joe.
I'm okay. I mean, you know, that's my guy.
All I know is the last two managers here couldn't win with Nola, and they couldn't win with Wheeler, and they couldn't win with Bryce, and they couldn't win with JT.
Yeah, I know. Now you want to keep Rob Sirianni, okay? Guys, listen, key points here. You said this before. Gruden went on to win with the Bucks. Dungy went on to win with the Colts. Sometimes that move works. And I have a little bit of energy today, and it's negative energy, so I'm just going to let it out because I got to clear my head, all right? Guys, dude, this is nonsense, all right? We have all this talent. Why? Why do we underperform, okay? Why? Why is there a lack of discipline, which is purely and solely on display whenever Bohm goes out there and starts stomping his feet and throwing his binky around and acting like a petulant child? And again, they have no fear. They have no fear of consequences. We had Castellanos, who stunk in the beginning of the year, but he kept letting him play every game because Castellanos wanted to play every single game. What are we doing? Are we here for a championship, or are we just here to appease our players? And are we here for the vibes, and we're reshuffling what the core values are going to be? Because that's what it all feels like to me, all right? Choking. the choking under the bright lights of the playoffs is evident of one thing, a mentally weak, soft team and a weak, soft run group with a weak, soft leader. All right? A message needs to be sent to Mr. Middleton. If you're listening and you want your bleeping trophy back, send a message. The loser excuse-making coaching fed into all of this failure. Fire Rob Thompson! Let's go, Flyers!
Chris, appreciate the phone call. All right, so a very fired-up Chris wants a fire topper out of here. All right, that's let's just scapegoat the manager, move on, get a new manager in here. It's going to fix everything.
So, I get that it's going to come off as a scapegoat. It might be a scapegoat, but, like, it's the only goat, really. If we're being honest about what happened in the NLDS, our best players, the guys we paid the most money, you know, besides Bryce Harper, Cassianos, the only two that showed up,
yeah.
Schwarber, Turner, Boehm, none of those guys hit. I mean, beyond Alec Boehm, I got news. Like, Schwarber and Turner are going to be here next year.
And see, that's the problem.
They are.
I mean, it's one of those things. It's eerily similar to passing the buck, and it's the easy thing for people to do. And that's immediately what fans want because they feel like he's the problem. The problem is they let him down. He put them in a position to be successful when he took over, and they got too comfortable. Now you're in a position where, and that's how management's going to look at it. This is how it works. Management's going to look at it like, okay, what are you doing? What have you done to help them get better? Like we were talking about the hitting coach and their approach and everything like that. Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed, so you're not gonna fire your $300 million guys. You're not getting rid of Bryce Harper. You're not getting rid of the top of the order. I think Kyle Schwarber has another year left on his contract, right?
One more.
So that's a situation that you're probably gonna have to figure out. Those are the guys that are the problem, but it's gonna be looked at like, what are you doing to help them get better?
I get that.
It's like the teachers. You know, the students aren't learning.
Yeah.
So the teacher, you look at the teachers, and the teachers are the one that gets in trouble.
Yeah, sometimes though the students got to be better.
They do.
Yeah, they got to be better. I look at this series and two of the three biggest moments. He rode his ace for seven innings in game one, handed the ball to his two best relievers. They cough it up. In game four, we all give Ranger credit, but Ranger has almost 100 pitches by the fifth inning. He goes to his best reliever. And he coughs it up. He goes to the guy that was then brought here by Dombrowski to get the biggest out, and he gives up a grand slam. Well, I don't know what more buttons he's got to push.
I think his in-game moves and throughout the like Chris brought up the Cassianos letting him play the whole season. That worked.
Sure.
That was a buttony push that worked. I don't think Rob Thompson is a bad manager. I actually think he's a good manager. I am wondering, is he the best voice for this team, for this clubhouse right now?
I know. You know what? I wish we weren't here. We keep having all these Sixers comparisons. This reminds me of the Brett Brown, Doc Rivers thing. Let's get another guy in here. Maybe it's them. Maybe it's them. You realize, and we're going to hear from Bryce on the other side. We'll get all your phone calls up. 215-592-9494. I believe we just completed Bryce Harper's 11th year in the major leagues. Mm-hmm. If they fire Topper, this will be the eighth manager Bryce Harper plays for in 11 years. Hey, you know, maybe we have to start looking inward instead of just pushing the easy button and getting the manager out.
Do you think you guys have, like, the group as it is good enough to win, or do you think you need to make some big changes?
Obviously, we're going to have some guys that are out of this clubhouse, so that's a job for Dave and John to, you know, figure out what they want to do.
You know, the more I hear that,
it's telling.
The more I do center.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back to Topper. So Bob Nightingale reported yesterday the Phillies will have evaluation meetings to decide whether to bring back manager Rob Thompson or make coaching staff changes. It is officially Topper Watch. But so we've played that cut like three or four times the last 2 days. You notice the question wasn't primarily about the players, right? You could assume that, but the question was worded as, do you have the right group? Topper's obviously involved in the group.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hugh, when he answers the question, you notice he didn't include Topper in the decision-making process. He said, that's on Dave and John. Right? You would think the manager not has a ton of say, but maybe would have some say in what they might do this offseason, what players come in and out. You know, his opinion would matter a little bit.
Totally agree.
He didn't include him. I didn't. When I first heard that yesterday, I think I just was thinking about the players. But the more I hear it, it does speak to maybe the manager. 215-592-9494. Do you want Topper back as the Phillies manager next year? Topper watch here on the Midday Show. I do want him back. Hugh and Kyle are okay moving on here from manager Rob Thompson. Let's go to Jen in media. Hey, Jen.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jen. What's up?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hi, we're good. How you doing?
Jen, we're trying to get our mind right after the other night. What are you feeling?
I'm going for the Hugh.
Hey. Jen?
Hey.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Go ahead, Jen.
Leave Jen alone. It's Friday.
It is Friday, Kyle.
No. I have a lot to say on Topper. So we're keeping Topper.
Okay.
Okay.
That's my thought. I think that he's done a lot. He's aggressive. I like it. I like his aggressiveness. I think that, as I was saying early on, you have to teach kids young to be disciplined, right? So the fact that he benched Boehm was, I think, pivotal in his career and moment in our ALDS. And not necessarily that everyone agreed with it, but I think it sent a message, right? Because when you're dealing with kids at a level and then grown adults at a level, the same thing needs to be said. You know, you don't need to throw your bats. You don't need to throw your helmets. So, one thing was happening yesterday that kind of got my heart. And that was that Joe DiCamaro said on his show, I feel bad for the 12-year-olds. So I was just calling in because that made me realize, what we as adults are dealing with. In that, I have kids in Little League and we always are, distraught, but we're from Philly. We know that we deal with this all the time. We're heartbroken. But when you look at these little kids that are coming up that want to be the Turners and the Harpers and the Schwarbers and the Castellanos and all those, it's hard to be that parent to say, hey guys, we'll get them next year. So I just want to call in and say I appreciate all that you guys do. And on the morning show, Joe said, I feel bad for the little kids. And I was on hold for a bit. And then I was like, wait, I get to talk to Hugh? So what's up, Hugh?
Hey, how you doing?
Bleed green.
Ready for this weekend?
I'm ready.
All right.
Well, we better get an Eagles win. Jen, good phone call. We appreciate you calling. Call again. Yes, and the point that Joe made about 12-year-olds, my son is 9. He said to me the other night when they lost, I don't know if I'll ever see them win the World Series. And at first, I'm like, come on, you're 9. But
yeah,
that's the way.
Time, yeah,
but that's the way, it's that heartbreak when you're 9, 10, 8, 7. That's the beginning of fandom. I get it. It's tough. It's tough for adults. Obviously tough for kids.
Yeah, I guess. I just don't look at it like that. It's not. I don't feel like it's the end of the world. It's disappointing, no question about it.
No, it's not. But to a kid doesn't get it.
Yeah, he doesn't get it.
Can I just say something about the idea? Because I'm bracing for this today. The idea that a new manager is going to change these players is not going to happen. I'm counting up the managers Trey Turner's had in the big leagues. He still swings at pitches 2 feet outside sometimes. Okay, Dave Martinez couldn't change him. And Matt Williams couldn't change him, and Dusty Baker couldn't change him, and Dave Roberts couldn't change him, and Rob Thompson couldn't change him. Why do we think, whoever the next manager is going to change these players?
It's the easy fix.
It is an easy fix.
It's the easy fix. It's the fix that when you have a rabid fan base like the one that we have, and you have the outcome that you've had with this team, you follow the money. And in this case, following the money doesn't offer any solutions. It's the guy that coaches these guys. Mm-hmm. Because at coaching matters. And I'm pretty sure by them even having the conversation and saying that they're evaluating Topper, somebody's head's going to roll. It might not be his immediately, but you look at it and you say, okay, well, just for example, and I'm not saying that this is going to be the case. Okay, what's up with the hitting coach? Why didn't he do his job?
Well, it's on the table now.
What's up with the third base coach? Why is the third base coach? Why is Baum doing some of the things that he's doing?
Steve Watson out. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, that's just how it goes.
It is how it goes.
Because you're not going to look at the exact problem. You're not going to look at the money. You should be in a position so you could tell this guy this, that, or the third. And again, I'll say this. Maybe, just maybe, if this is the case, maybe somebody who's running upstairs, the management, needs to stop running upstairs and giving his input and let management do what they do. Maybe.
You know, if they do fire Topper, I want John Middleton to have the press conference. Because I wouldn't be able to handle Dave. It'd be so hypocritical if Dombrowski's the one running the press conference. Dude, you didn't give him enough to win the World Series. It's obvious now. He had to run an outfield out every day this season that had two spots that were net negatives. And one, until June, was a negative. For 2 months, they had negative, negative, negative across the outfield. I don't know how much more we want Topper to do. I get your point, Kyle, that maybe the mentality, but maybe he's managing one anti behind his back because half these guys are over 30.
So I don't disagree. Like, Dave Dombrowski fell short at the trade deadline. He fell short in the offseason. They had enough to beat the Mets.
Yeah.
They could have beaten the freaking Mets.
Yeah, they could have.
They had a home series against the Mets with the better pitching staff, the better lineup. Like, they could have beaten the Mets.
And to Kyle's point, that's what it's going to be. Look, okay, so why didn't you beat the Mets?
Yeah, and
that's going to look. That's going to be on the manager.
I don't even blame Rob Thompson for not beating the Mets. It's just really their only option to, like, shake things up. Some people need to be made uncomfortable, and Topper's going to have to be the one that takes that bullet for them.
You know what? The more we talk through this, you guys are probably right, because the Phillies, led by the star player, led by the owner, and led by the GM, would rather fire the manager than probably go tell the shortstop, get to left field next season.
Well, you know what? Like, and so I don't even, the whole fix Trey thing, I don't expect Topper to fix Trey. I don't think he can fix Trey. That's on Trey Turner. Trey Turner is who he is. It's not really about that. Like you said, it's more about just the way, like, it's the lack of urgency throughout the season. It's the lack of, you know, maybe Rob Thompson could be a guy that talks to Trey Turner and say, hey, dude, it's better for the team if you move off of shortstop. It's not totally his responsibility to do that, but maybe if we had some guy who would have the stones to say that to Trey Turner and not just say, he'll get out of it, he'll do, you know, it's baseball, this and that, like, that's sort of what I would be looking for.
I get you. That's the last point I'm going to make, then right back to the phones. I understand the point, and Kyle's making a fair one, and so is Hugh, that this team fell off for some reason, right? Maybe it was the mentality. I just keep going back to their history. So this year they fell off. What was the history of the other 2 years? They can't start, right? Maybe this group isn't just locked in for 162 into the playoffs. This is who they are. Kapler couldn't get him over 500, basically around that for years. Girardi, who had a World Series ring, he was at his wit's end with this group. He looked like he was pulling his hair out every game. He couldn't stand being here. And then this guy comes in, and it's up and down each year. Maybe it's the players. Chris in Nazareth's up. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Chris. What's up?
Hey, I think Topper has to go, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Organizationally, the Phillies need to change their approach to how they play the game. And during the regular season, when you're playing the lesser teams and you're beating them up and this and that, don't really matter. But when you get in the playoffs, you need to do the little things. You need to be able to move runners, hit behind runners, bunt, know when to steal. And I know one thing. My buddy works for the Iron Pigs.
Mm-hmm.
It tells me they don't work on that stuff there.
But is that a Rob Thompson thing, or is that an organizational thing?
Yeah, but it starts at the top with Rob saying to, hey, look, this is how I want things to go.
No, but Chris, I think the top is Dave Dombrowski. The top is the front office.
You know what? Topper was on the show the other day,
mm-hmm. The
game day, and he said, I'm hoping to get 4 innings out of Suarez. Sanchez usually throws on the side 35 pitches. I'm looking at him for 2 innings.
Yep.
Okay, so when Hoffman walked off the mound, I'm thinking Sanchez is coming in for 2 innings.
So did I, Chris. And that was a mistake. I'm with you.
And this is what I mean. When you get into the playoffs, it's crunch time. And that's when all these little decisions have to be made, and he's not making them. I don't want to make him to be the fall guy, but geez almighty, like you said, or somebody said a minute ago, a shakeup has to be made. And you know what? A Dallas Green guy, maybe. I don't know. But you know, I'm not a GM. I don't know who's available, but you need to do something. And
yeah,
that's where it starts.
Well, it might. And Chris, they're evaluating it now, and we appreciate the phone call. So I want to bring you back a couple years ago, because Hugh, this was before you came back to Philadelphia. This conversation reminds me. Now it's different because they're better now. Then they were more of a mediocre team. But the conversation reminds me of when the Phillies moved on from Gabe Kapler and they hired Joe Girardi. Because the conversation was they're too loose, right? They need someone to kind of get in their face. Someone just brought up the Dallas screen analogy. And they brought in Joe Girardi. Joe Girardi's an intense, kind of, you know, in-your-face more of manager than Rob Thompson, who's more laid back. And that didn't work. Like, we could do that. I mean, we could fire Rob Thompson and bring in more of a yeller, screamer guy that challenges the team. Do we think these guys are going to respond well to that?
See, that's the thing.
You
have to figure out what's the proper balance. And that's the unfortunate thing about it, because Topper, whether you like him or not, he got results. He got him to the World Series, and he got him in the playoffs the last three seasons. But the unfortunate thing about all that, it feels like it's a regression. And so now you're in a situation where, again, like I said, you're not going to fire. You're not firing Trey Turner. That contract, he's not going anywhere. Bryce Harper isn't going anywhere. So you have to figure out, what are you going to do? What do you think you could do to get these guys motivated? And the only thing that I see that makes that's the easiest thing to do is to either fire the manager or fire some of his coaches.
I mean, you're wondering if these players would respond to that sort of coach.
Mm-hmm.
Don't we have evidence that they're not really responding to the kind of voice that they have right now? Like,
just won 95 games.
But, Joe, they're not going deep. Like, this is about winning in the postseason now, right? This is like the Sixers thing. Oh, like, we get mad at Elliott when he says, well, the Sixers win 60 games every year. Who gives a crap? It's time to go win in the postseason. Like, you brought up Gabe Kapler, Joe Girardi, Rob Thompson. They all do sort of have one thing in common, and that's their style of how they sort of, you know, baby these players along. Like, Joe Girardi, we thought we were getting a yeller and a screamer. He was, like, it's like you shot him up with horse tranquilizer before he got here.
I mean, he did that's feel high-strung in the dugout, but he wasn't a yeller and a screamer.
Right, and then Gabe Kapler's like, man, guys on the top rail, they fight. Like, Topper was with Gabe. Topper was with Joe Girardi. Like, maybe that's the trend that's hurting this team. It's not the only thing. Promise you, I know that there's so many issues with the Phillies team, why they didn't get past the NLDS, but like that's one that I think they might need to pull that lever.
They might, and I would not be surprised at all if during our show today news comes out that Rob Thompson is out. Like the fact that they're evaluating this, and the fact that last year when he went to the World Series and NLCS and back-to-back years, his first 2 years as managing, they didn't give him a long-term extension. Hugh, they set this up.
It was telling.
They didn't commit long-term to him. It was more like, we'll see how 2024 goes. And obviously went well for 6 months. They won the division and got 95 wins, but they went out in four. So I feel it. The Phillies have set this up that they could move on from Topper at any moment. 215-592-9494. Would you keep Topper? Do you want him as the Phillies manager next year? I would. Hugh and Kyle have presented reasons why it's okay to move on, and I keep coming back to the players, and I think this guy's done a nice job here. I'd keep him for 2025. Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff. What's up?
While I like Topper, and I think he's a pretty good manager, if you watch and listen to how all these other guys talk after games, including him, there is zero sense of urgency. And I disagree with that one caller. She said that she likes him because he's aggressive. Where has he ever been aggressive? Never. You're always like, well, let's just see what happens. These guys will pull through. These guys will do this. These guys will do that. And they haven't. Yes, he's gotten more wins every year the last 3 years. But when it comes down to we're at the same – it's almost like Doc Rivers with the Sixers, with the scheduled losses, with, you know, we'll see what happens. Like, no, dude, you need someone in there. I'm not saying you need a yeller and screamer. You need someone in there to try to convince these guys that it isn't just about the regular season. And when you have a big lead like they have, you've got to put your foot on their neck. You cannot let up. And this whole thing about laying back and turning the switch, that doesn't work with these guys. They can't do it. So you got to have a manager at least to figure that out. And honestly, Boehm's got to go. Like I said, any of those guys can go. Castellanos needs to stay. Harper needs to stay. And Schwarber. Everybody else, to me, is on the, as far as the position players, they can all go. They can you know, bring that kid up from the minor leagues. I don't want to hear about that he's only 21 years old. There's two or three great shortstops that came up at 20 years old and 21 years old in the last 2 years.
Well, that's true, so, Jeff. Yeah, if you're special, that you could play in the big leagues at 19, 20, 21. So, I mean, we saw with Harper, Soto, Witt. Yeah, we see this. Yep.
If I got to let Boehm go to bring this kid up from the minors, I'm doing it because all these other guys, they've been out. The Phillies have notoriously kept people down in the minor leagues too long. And when they get here, I don't know. Their whole minor league system to me is kind of messed up. They have talent, but their whole approach is totally wrong.
Yeah, so, Jeff, well, we've seen that.
Unfortunately, Thompson's got to go, I think.
Jeff, appreciate the phone call. All right, there's more Topper got to go feeling out there than I imagined. Big V is in Mount Laurel. Hey, Big V.
Yo, man, look. Okay, first let me say, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Big V?
What up, man?
All right, so you remember how Hughes says that two things could be right at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, this is one of them situations where two things are right at the same time. First of all, you're not going to get rid of it. It would be stupid of an owner to get rid of a coach that's brought them farther than the last five. Okay? Second thing is this. Yeah, okay, Topper's personality and he's got the daycare, but what they need is another coach in there to be a real SOB to these multimillionaire bums. Because what happened at that last game wasn't Topper's fault. The bats didn't show up. They got to the plate and looked like a 60-year-old man with erectile dysfunction. Nothing stood up, okay? These guys, and blaming Topper for it is like blaming your kid when he borrows the car and the engine breaks down. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't. What you need is another guy in there to be a real SOB, break up the daycare and say, okay, kids, playtime is over. It's time that you get up there and do what all these millions of dollars that you get are worth. Because the fans demand it. The only thing that really showed that was when Castellano got booed by the Philly fans, and then he started acting like a man. We need somebody to get in there behind, as well as a wonderful coach that can, you know, sit up there and baby him and say, oh, you feel bad. What did he say? Well, maybe if you hit a little better, he won't be so mad at you.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I mean, it always comes back to players, Big V, and we appreciate the phone call. Again, the similarities make me sick how much this reminds me of the Sixers trajectory the last 5 or 6 years. Brett Brown, too nice. Get him out of here. Oh, Doc Rivers will work him into shape. Same result. Doc Rivers, get him out of here. Nick Nurse, well, he's much better strategically, because if they move on from Topper, that's what we're going to hear. Well, he's better strategically, or he's more of a rah-rah guy. And they went out in the first round. Like, football, it feels like it matters a lot. It does. It's the head coach. Maybe
push the right buttons.
Yeah, I just don't know what buttons are going to push these guys to play better.
So, like, the Doc Rivers, Nick Nurse example, did they get better when they fired Doc Rivers? No, they didn't. Did you want to keep Doc Rivers? Or did the Sixers need a new voice? Or did the Sixers need a new coach? Like, was it time? Regardless of the results, was the process correct? Not that process, but the process of thinking they needed a new coach.
And I think Nick Nurse is a better coach than Doc Rivers. I get that. But the bottom line is, unless you change the makeup of this team, they might just be too flawed to win a World Series. I mean, that just might be the reality of it, regardless of who's in the dugout. I just think Topper, like, I keep going back to this. Yes, did they take their foot off the gas in the season? Sure they did. Now, was that because he decided to do that or because they have old players who are banged up? I don't know. JT Realmuto had knee surgery this season. Bryce Harper was injured the second half of the year. Remember when he leaked it out to tell us? I mean, we all killed Topper for 24 hours in this radio station. Remember that when we said when he gave that game up against the Nationals, he didn't pinch hit Bryce? And then a couple days later,
I'm hurt.
Bryce Harper comes out and says, I'm hurt. Maybe if you tell everyone before, we don't think Topper's an idiot. I don't want to fire the manager. Terrence is up. What's up, Terrence?
Yo, Joe Kyle, what's up, man?
What's up, Terrence?
There's three things for certain. Death, taxes, and the Phillies choking in the playoffs.
Well, unfortunately, we've been there a lot lately. Yep.
It's time to let Rob Thompson go, man. He's not pushing the right buttons at all. This team has been there for three straight years. And here's the thing. We keep this top core together. The lineup is top heavy, and we don't have no other bats in the lineup, no other outfielders to balance the lineup out. So I feel like, and years go on, Hugh, Joe Kyle, on all sports, what do teams do when a team can't figure it out? In baseball,
They're going to throw you the same pitches until you adjust and try to hit the ball right. In football, they're going to do the same play to you until you stop it. In basketball, they're going to run the same play until you stop it. This is going to go on for year after year until the Phillies, we're going to have the same players, aren't we? We're going to have the same stars at the top of the lineup, right?
Yes. I mean, I'd be shocked if they don't, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I feel like this is still going to continue until these guys adjust and get deeper in the postseason and adjust their bets. Because we can say Rob Thompson and Dombrowski, yeah, but this is on the players also. The players have to adjust and do better. Rob Thompson, he's not pushing the right buttons, but I feel like Dave Dombrowski has to put the right lineup in here so that these guys can have a better chance. But I feel like Topper is not pushing the right buttons. He's too nice. He's too buddy-buddy. And I heard another call said before, it's kind of like Sirianni-like and Doc Rivers-like. He has no toughness to him. And it's okay to be the cool coach and all that, but sometimes you got to have tough love, kind of like with your children. You got to show some tough love. So I feel like Topper right now, man, we got to make a move. It's year after year. We're still getting bounced out. Like right now, we're on Sixer status. You guys let me know. Going into next season, are you guys confident in the Phillies making a deep run?
No.
Are the fans going to be confident next
year?
No,
they're not. No, Terrence,
not right now.
That's true. And you know what? I think sometimes this stuff is optics. Terrence, a good phone call. Hugh, if they run it back next year the same, the fan base will not be as excited throughout the season or going into it. If you make a change, and Topper's a change, it reignites people's
belief.
And
see, that's what you're worried about, because the ballpark has been jumping. Mm-hmm. And going into this season, people were excited about the Phils and what potentially was going to happen, getting off to a fast start, yep, and everything. We are at the point now where it's fatigued. We're tired of the song, the AOAOK song. We're tired of that. We're tired of the pandering chief because it's the same results.
Unfortunately, it is.
No, I'm saying, and that's just how it is.
Yeah.
It's lip service at this point. And it just feels like you're just telling us what we want to hear. And then in the postseason, you choke. And the unfortunate thing about all of it is, you've gotten further and further away from the World Series every year.
Unfortunately, they have.
And everybody's looking at it like, now you're going to go into this next season. People are going to be excited about the Phils. I think that's going to be the case. But you're going to get a whole bunch of phone calls of people saying, hey, let's wait to see what happens in the postseason. And you're going to have PTSD about how the season progresses, especially if the bats go cold towards the end.
You know what I've started writing over here? I'm going to send this to the Phillies in case they need it. You know when a team moves on from a coach or manager, they put out that press release, right? They tell everyone, hey, you know, we've made a decision. We'll have a press conference coming up. I've started writing the Phillies press release for them, so they don't have to worry about it. The Phillies have made a decision here after discussing the future of the team. We've decided to scapegoat manager Rob Thompson.
That's what it is.
Our GM didn't do enough. Our star players stunk in the biggest moments, and Rob's taking the fall.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.